KFIZ News Time 10:39 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios, Tuesday, May 11th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you and live in studio, first time since February 2020, I think.
I think so.
Fond du Lac County Veteran Service Officer Rick Patton. Rick, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. It's great to get out finally.
Yeah, it's not good to see you in person as opposed to having you on the phone line. So
yeah,
good to have you back in. And like I said, in our first interview of the hour, this is like 2019 times with back-to-back in-person guests, but yeah. I'd say okay with me. It means we're kind of sort of back to normal here.
Yes,
I like that. Side of things. So appreciate you stopping by. May is upon us, and that means Memorial Day is coming up. What, 2-3 weeks from yesterday?
So yeah, something like that. Yeah,
and that's the final day of May 31st. So going to be here before you know it, and that's of course the unofficial kickoff to the summer season. But it also means the Memorial Day parade and program going on in downtown Fond du Lac. And as we talked about last month, it's going to be a little bit different look to that this year.
Yes, it's going to be the parade's going to be a little bit smaller. We don't have all the extra entries that we have in the past. It's you know, we're going to have all the veteran service organizations in town, and then we're also going to have like the Gold Star Mothers will be there. The service organization auxiliaries, of course, will be with their organizations, police, fire, and EMS. And we like to invite the police and fire and EMS because we know that there's a lot of military veterans on all those departments. And it's nice to recognize them as well, especially, you know, if we want to go back 10 years ago this year, you know, we lost Craig Burkles in the line of duty, and he was a military veteran. And so we like, you know, it's a good time to honor those who went before us, and it's, you know, and we like to include our police, fire, and EMS on that. The parade will be starting at 10 o'clock at the same location, Gwendon and South Main, and will work its way up to Court Street by the Veterans Park. We won't have any bands this year. The marching bands will not be with us as far as the school districts are concerned. However, I was just informed yesterday that we have a bagpiper.
Oh, cool.
Who's going to play some of the military songs in March, and we're hoping that she'll also have a drummer accompanying her in the march. That'll also help with, you know, being that there's no bands to speak of, they'll at least have something to keep cadence to, so that'll help. And then the program will start at 11 o'clock at Veterans County Memorial, Veterans Park. For Fond du Lac County, and Marine Corps League is the host unit this year. And as far as the layout, it'll be very similar to previous years. You know, we're going to have, you know, our invocation, you know, the introductions, along with the keynote. We'll have some musical interludes mixed in there as well, and you know, finish up with the rifle salute and taps, and then we raise the flags to finish off the ceremony. So we encourage people to come out and enjoy. Of course, you know, when we're at Veterans Park, you know, there's still some, you know, COVID concerns, so we just ask that everybody socially distance while they're at the park. And we'll go from there. You know, we're looking forward to nice weather. Hopefully, we've only had 1 or 2 years in the past that were ever canceled because of rain. Of course, last year it was canceled pretty much because of the coronavirus, but we're really excited to be able to do this again and, you know, kind of get us back to normal. So looking forward to that.
Very cool. So it's coming up on the 31st. Looking forward to at least somewhat normal parade after last year, like you said. Backing up, I kind of jumped ahead in our rundown. I apologize for that. But as we start the month of May, I know a busy time as we head into summer months. Any changes to your office operations so far?
No, we're still open 8 to 4:30, but as we have been for the last year, we are going by appointment only. It looks like we're going to stay that way. And the reason being is, if you just walk in, you know, first of all, we may be busy, and there's limited room in the lobby area for people to sit. And so that, you know, you may end up waiting and you won't even know, you know, you may be there to see me, but I may, you know, be finishing up an appointment and have to be running off to someplace else. So doing appointments is really key. It gives us a chance to prepare for the appointment so that, yeah, we can, you know, maybe all we need to have you do it when you come in then is sign documents. You know, we may have all the paperwork ready for you. So it's, I think we're going to stick with going by appointment only. There are, we wouldn't be the only county. Probably about three quarters of the counties around the state do go by appointment only. So, you know, we're just kind of getting into a new scheme of things and hoping that works out. If you do need to call us for an appointment, we have three numbers. One is 920-929-3117, 929-3157, or 929-3120. And we are located at 50 North Portland Street. If you're coming north on Portland Street and you run into Bob's Pizza, you went a little bit too far.
There you go.
And I think they would appreciate you not running through their doors.
That would be a bad thing. We need Bob's Pizza to stay strong over there on Merrill.
Yes.
It looks like you've got a pretty busy schedule here through May, and you're booking into June already too.
Yeah, I'm, you know, especially myself, I'm working on trying to get Memorial Day squared away, and I do have a couple of appointments that I made that I probably, in hindsight, probably should have waited, but I know for myself, I'm not scheduling until after we get back from our conference in June, so I'm scheduling out around the 14th of June that week is the earliest I'm going to schedule out for appointments at this point. The week of June 7th through the 11th, there's only going to be one person in the office. That'll be Rachel. Nicole and I will be at a conference out of town, so we won't be available. You know, so just so everybody's aware, hoping that it's going to be a quiet week for her and not overwhelming. Just, you know, I hope that for all my staff, that when, you know, two of us are gone, that it's not overwhelming for sure. The other person left alone. So, you know, give us a call, schedule those appointments, but be prepared to that we're going to be scheduling a few weeks out.
You had some info about VA operations. It sounds like they are causing some problems.
Where do I begin? I think they're going to cause a lot of us to an early retirement. So one thing to keep in mind is our office in Fond du Lac County, we are not the federal VA. So if you get some weird stuff from the VA or some things that don't make sense and you get angry, please don't take it out on my staff. We work for Fond du Lac County. You may be dealing with an incident or an issue with a VA. We deal with that multiple times every single day. We're notifying the VA when there's screw-ups, but they continue to happen. You know, there's everything from sending out 27 letters requesting an application for something that they already have, to veterans having to prove they're in country Vietnam when it's clear as day on their discharge. You know, just things like that. And we deal with that on a regular basis. The latest thing was the VA is reviewing all of their what we call Niemer Law awards or denials over the past several years. And a lot of people are getting letters, and just give us a call when you get the letter and let us know you got it. We'll log in to the VA system and see what it is they sent you. And hopefully it's just a matter of one piece of paper. They're just, you know, they're sending these out to people who shouldn't even be getting them. And it's causing a lot of anxiety with our vets and our widows. With believing that they might lose their benefits. So if you get one of those letters where it talks about Niemer Law, which is Nehmer, it was a class action lawsuit several years ago. If you do get that letter, just give us a call if you don't understand it, and we'll try and work with you to get that straightened out. It may just be something as simple as sending one piece of paper to the VA and letting them know. So with that said, you know, we are aware of these issues. We're communicating these concerns to the VA daily. One thing, too, is that the VA, almost all of the employees are still working from home. Mm-hmm. So they're not seeing paper. Everything we do is online now. We upload them into basically an evidence intake center. It gets scanned into the VA and sorted and then assigned to a rating specialist. And, you know, so, you know, sometimes it's when things arrive at the VA, you know, one document might, we might scan it and upload it, and 2 hours later scan another document and upload it. Mm-hmm. But the one that was sent later might be the first one that shows up in the VA system and triggers letters that they shouldn't be sending out. And they've, quite frankly, killed a lot of trees unnecessarily over the last year or two. But, you know, it's nothing we can't do anything about that in our office. Again, we're not the federal VA. We're just, you know, and we're getting just as frustrated, if not more than you, because all three of us in the office are dealing with this. And it's not just our office. It's nationwide. Every veteran service office in the country is dealing with this and pulling their hair out. And we're trying to work with it as best we can. So, yeah.
It is what it is. It happens.
Yeah.
Sadly, it happens. Sounds like a little bit too much, right?
Yeah. We're hoping it gets cleaned up easier. Some of it's just computer issues on their part because they're automating so much right now. So the computer seems to be able to tell what document showed up when, and if the right one doesn't show up in their system at the right time, the computer automatically triggers a letter to be sent out. And again, it's not something we can control.
Sure.
We have made the VA aware of it, and they're trying to fix that problem. Sure. So
I know you had some info before we wrap up here about VA healthcare community care.
Yeah. So community care is the program, part of the Mission Act, where you can get authorization to be seen locally in the community. A couple of things, just to reiterate, non-emergent care, non-emergent, non-urgent, physical therapy type things, or going to see an orthopedist, things like that. You have to have that pre-authorization by the VA in writing before you go to that appointment. Otherwise, the VA may not pay that bill. So that's very, very key. It has to be pre-authorized. You can't just show up at the doctor's office and say, I'm here, and bill it to the VA. It doesn't work that way. It never has. It never will. Urgent care. Right now, the only urgent care clinic that is in network for the VA is still the Aurora Clinic out on the intersection of 151 and 23. The Agnesian Urgent Care Clinic in town is still not in network, so you have to be careful if you go to urgent care. If you are in need of an emergency room visit, if it's non-life threatening, the VA is not going to pay that bill. So just keep that in mind. If you fall and break your arm and you go to the emergency room, VA can't pay that bill because it's not life threatening. However, if it is life-threatening, we've been getting a slew of these again lately where they call the nurse triage line before they go. The nurse tells them you should go to the nearest emergency room. They go, and they leave it at that and expect the VA to pay the bill. The nurse triage line is not there authorizing VA payment. You have to notify the VA after you've gone to the emergency room and within 72 hours of that visit to let them know you actually did go to the emergency room. And the VA will take a look at that. They'll gather up all the documents they need, and then they should pay that bill, provided it meets all the different qualifiers. But you have to notify the VA after you've gone. Just going there or just getting the authorization from nurse triage, they're just telling you you need to be seen right now. They have no business part of the payment schedule or any of that. So please keep that in mind.
Very good. Rick, one more time, if people want to get in touch, set up an appointment, how can they do that?
They can do that by calling us at 920-929-3117, 3157 or 3120.
Excellent. Rick, thanks so much. We'll see you again in June.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Ottawa County Veteran Service Officer Rick Patton joining us here on KFIZ. It's 10:54.